Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 97. It's just me and...
Adam.
There you go. Way to take a cue. And so we're doing an old school red chair diary, red chair, what do we call those?
Dialogues,
yes, fashion. Just him and me sitting in the red chairs. No table tonight, so it might sound different because the microphone's about a foot lower than normal, so we might be speaking over it.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So it was a big week of books. Infinity, Battle of the Atom, Walking Dead. We had our Walking Dead party last night. Well, it wasn't so much a party, but sold out of it very quickly.
It was kind of dead.
Well, you weren't here. And we got the giant size, super size Batman that I can personally vouch is worth every penny because I watched Adam sit here for an hour reading it. So
That was a mess.
It wasn't a mess. It was a big book.
It was...
A lot going on.
Yeah. There was a lot going on.
But, and then there's some, well, not necessarily Marvel news, Marvel teases. I guess the news will be coming Friday from the New York Comic Con. But over the last week or so, they've been teasing us, and I counted with 14 new books. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about some of the books that came out today and anything else we come up with.
Yeah.
First thing I want to talk about is there's a documentary on PBS on October 15th.
Hosted by Sabretooth.
Yes, Sabretooth is hosting it. But
Liev
Schreiber is hosting it. But I was just looking up about it, called Superheroes. What was it? Superheroes: A Never Ending Battle. It's a 3-hour documentary on PBS, and I love these things. We just got the companion book in today. About it. And it's just, you know, basically going through the history of comics, some awesome pictures, a lot that I've never seen before, which was kind of cool.
It's a companion to watch while you're watching.
Well, yeah, or probably, you know, goes maybe in a little more detail than they're going to go into, or maybe it's just word for word the exact same thing as the documentary. I don't know.
Huh.
I haven't seen it yet because it's not on until next Tuesday.
So. That's a long time.
But that's something, I know I love these things. I love the books. I just, over the summer, finished reading that Marvel Unauthorized Story. And every once in a while, I throw on one of the documentaries. Or sometimes they have a little documentary at the end of, like, the DC movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So, those are fun to watch. So, just a heads up, in case you didn't know. Because I know not everybody watches PBS.
I like this. They had one not too long ago on about television superhero. Stuff like that. They had a lot of interesting things about the Hulk TV show.
Okay.
But that was on PBS. I remember. I forget what it was called, though.
I'll have to look that up. But yeah, yeah. PBS, it's food for your head.
Yeah. Public broadcast.
And Barney. And Downton Abbey.
Yeah. What's his name? Bob Ross?
Yes, if you want to learn how to paint. Yes. Thank you.
He could do pretty good with the...
Happy trees, yes.
Landscapes.
He would I could see him do
it. It was a tree.
But could he do a superhero? See?
I don't know. Not that he could.
Okay.
But he really did paint, so it wouldn't look like your regular, like, comic book.
Alex Ross paints?
Yeah, but it's different.
Oh, different paint?
He can do a scenery.
Oh, okay.
And then Alex Ross can...
Put Superman in the middle of it.
Hey, they're both... The last name's Ross.
Maybe the same guy.
It's the same guy. That's where he's been. He didn't die. He was just another guy.
That's crazy. Okay, so let's go. I think we've killed that. So the Marvel thing I was looking at, because I get emails from Marvel Publicity with all these images, and I was trying to post them on, like, on the Facebook page as much as I could, and then I just honestly kind of got bored with it. Because it was so varied, and they weren't giving you really any information. And I was just going through all the ones I got. We had Trial by Bendis and Stuart Immonen, Judgment, Bendis and Sarah Pacelli. Mind Bubble, Rick Remender and Pascal Alix. Rad, with an exclamation point, by Dan Slott and Mike Allred, which that could be cool. Corporate, Peter David and Carmine Di Giandomenico. Where's Joe when you need him? You
know? Yeah.
The End, Dan Slott and Giuseppe Camuncoli. Global, Jonathan Hickman, Nick Spencer, Stefano Caselli. Sinners, Charles Soule and Carlo Barbieri. Hire, Kelly Sue DeConnick and David Lopez. Atonement, Nathan Edmondson and Phil Noto. Assassin, Zeb Wells and Mike Del Mundo. Hunted, Nathan Edmondson, Mitch Gerards. Overdrive, Philippe Smith and Trad Moore. And Wrath by Richard Eisenhove. So I don't know if these are going to be storylines. Like, I'm wondering, is the end being the Dan Slott, Giuseppe Camuncoli, maybe ending the run on Superior Spider-Man? But then what in the world is Rad with Dan Slott and Mike Allred? Trial and Judgment, I'm guessing maybe X-Men books involving
who's
Cyclops.
On who's on it?
Stuart DeMonen and Sarah Pacelli, both written by Bendis.
Yeah, could be.
So, Corporate, Peter David, hopefully that's a new book for him. Global, is that an Avengers book? Sinners, Charles Soule, now he just took over Thunderbolts. So, yeah, I don't know, are these titles, are these stories? So, we'll find out Friday from New York Comic Con.
They'll just skip over.
They could be, because I'm wondering, are they supposed to be new books in the new, all new Marvel Now?
Now.
Super, not the Marvel When, or Then, or Before. Because we already have a couple new titles. We have the Avengers, kind of. I don't know what they're doing with that.
I thought they were doing something called, like, Marvel Now 2.
Well, anything. It's 24 point now, and all new now, number one. Yes. Same book.
Wow.
Yes. It's a flip book, maybe. And then we have the all new Invaders and Inhuman. And now we know who the Inhuman is. It's Thanos' son with the very clever name of Thane. Yes.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Did you hear what happened? Infinity. Spoilers.
Did he kill him?
He did not kill him. But, well, he killed his whole village because, well, spoilers for, well, should we get the spoilers already? Yeah, nobody's listening.
Right? I don't know that much about Thanos anyway, so it's not going to spoil
right. Anything. Well, in the Thanos Rising event, which the trade just came out today, part of it is Thanos went and killed all of his children to please death. Well, apparently he missed one. Which seems a little silly. When that was a plot point in that book, and then to have it now pop up in this. But, so he has a son named Thane, who is part Inhuman. And, again, spoilers. Close your ears for the next 30 seconds. To help stop Thanos, Black Bolt releases the Terrigen Mist over all of Earth. So anybody that has any Inhuman DNA in them at all transforms. I saw a very interesting thing on Bleeding Cool saying maybe this is their way of getting around the X-Men, since Marvel doesn't have the rights to them, that they can create new mutants without them needing to be technically mutants, and they can
but
get around that.
But wouldn't that be very... I can see that they could do that.
Well, in this
but
way, they
wow,
can introduce new characters.
Wouldn't that make the Marvel Universe confusing?
Well, it is, but...
We got mutants, but not these mutants.
Right, these are
mutants.
Inhumans, and so that's leading into a new series, Inhumanity.
Yeah, but doesn't Inhumans belong to the Fantastic Four franchise? So that would be underneath the...
I don't know.
That would be underneath Fox.
That's an interesting point. How much do they own? I don't know. I haven't seen the contract.
I know they own enough that they can't use Galactus.
Right.
Or Silver Surfer.
Right.
And they just seem like spinoff... Yeah, well, not spinoff characters, but... I don't know.
You couldn't use Skrulls. They had to create the Chitauri.
Yeah, they couldn't use Skrulls either. Basically, they are Skrulls, though. I wonder if they play in that far back, because the Chitauri being in the Ultimate Universe, that they're the Ultimate Skrulls.
I wonder
if they
play in that far back. It's possible, because they sold the rights probably before that. So
I said we better make another shape-shifting alien.
Who, they didn't shape-shift at all in the Avengers movie, though?
Yeah, that was weird. But they did it. I'm pretty sure they did in Ultimates. I know in the cartoon movies they did. They were, like, hiding as the Nazis.
Oh,
that's how they connected Captain America.
Son of
It's always about
those
Nazis.
Guys. Everything always... The Marvel Universe always goes back to Nazis. What's up with that Stan Lee guy?
He didn't like Nazis.
Apparently.
You know. You know.
You might need therapy for that.
For not liking Nazis?
You know, they weren't that... No, never mind. okay. Okay. And so we kind of... We can segue now into Batman, since you finally read it. I mean, you got here at, what, 5 o'clock and spent all that time reading it.
Oh, man.
I think that was a neat book. I loved, like, 3 pages in, you get the Detective 27 cover. I thought that was awesome, the way they did that.
Yeah.
But it's basically the story of from when Batman puts on the suit, kind of, and takes him through the birth of the Joker. And then a little epilogue leading into the birth of the Riddler.
It also is bringing you into basically the birth of the modern Gotham.
Yeah.
And we had that with I don't know. I mean, we kind of had that with Year One, but I don't think they actually were showing you, like, what it was going to create.
Right.
You didn't even have really Two-Face. I think you had at least Harvey Dent in that book, I believe.
Well, Dent, he was definitely referred to in this issue. I know they made,
yeah, they did mention him on there. But, I mean, in the in Year One, the Frank Miller, mm-hmm. Year One.
Yeah, no.
That he, that didn't so much go into what Gotham City changes drastically between the time Batman takes over, or Batman becomes Batman. You know, it was a city run by gangs and mobs and stuff, but not like monsters, basically.
Mm-hmm.
People like the Joker, the Riddler. And I think what's interesting about this is it's actually, I think we're going to see in this story, and we're starting to see it, an evolution into what Gotham City is now. And it's not necessarily better. I think that's always, and that's always an interesting part of Batman. Is because
did Batman create these guys?
Did he create his own issue here? Is he actually? I mean, he's controlling it usually, but was it better off with the mobs and the gangs than the, you know? But no, I think that's interesting, and I also like it when they treat Gotham City and settings themselves almost as characters,
mm-hmm.
and you can see that a lot in this. Yep.
Loved when he blacked out.
Yeah.
The ace, and the whole thing was in the shape of the bat. I also liked when he took out that bad guy early on and going, my bat needs a head.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very cool.
But everything just had that. It, I have to say, like the last issue before this one, I was not that fond of. I was just like, okay, I don't like where he's going. I kind of liked what they did in Year One better.
Okay.
Especially with the bat. The bat coming through the window, That's why he chose. It, what Scott Snyder did with this one, it didn't have that impact on me like that Year One story did. I think that Year One story had an impact on a lot of people and what they know of Batman as a character, like today. We know one person in particular was Scott Snyder, when he was on this podcast. He actually mentioned that Grant Morrison even...
Mm-hmm.
You know, had a fondness for that scene that he used it in that Batman Returns book after that Death of Batman story, mm-hmm. whatever that was called.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Or no, The Return of Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
And, but it's, I don't know, like this story all, here, though, this book, what number is it, 24?
Mm-hmm.
Issue number 24, it just had a lot of just interesting parts to it, a lot of things that just all of a sudden it just started to tie the pre-New 52 to the post-New 52, or now present-New 52. And I don't know, I think it did a good job tying those together and evolving the story and bringing it to a modern day. And I think once in a while you have to do that. You have to. And it's not just, it's just not DC. It's, you know, Marvel has done that before. You try to not just shake things up, but they have to modernize it and make it work. I don't want to jump off topic too much, but one of the main things that characters in comic books that I think they're going to have the hard time bringing into a modern day world is Magneto.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they're going to fit him in after a while, that he's just going to be like, well, you know, I was, you know, held by the Nazis.
Right.
And it's so just that like, makes you, yeah, you're 100 like 100
years old.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I mean, they've tried to do that. He's died and then he's been brought back. I think he's been a clone. That he's been in a new body.
Yeah, we
had
that Joseph. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he's younger than he is, but how long can you do that?
Yeah.
Where people are just like, how old are you?
Yeah.
So, but now,
I thought even though it was a, you know, a heftier price book at $6.99,
it had a lot.
But there was a lot of story in there. And I can kind of see why maybe they didn't want to try cutting it in half and getting it all out there in one fell swoop without waiting.
I know kind of why they brought it out, or at least I think I know why they did this. Was mainly because of Villain Month.
Right.
Yeah, he's had it, and they just probably just combined it into one story just to finish off the two. They have to do this Batman story right now because I don't know. I feel like they should be doing this. Well, they are kind of good. They're going to be doing a 0 year for pretty well every book.
Right. Well, it's not so much, but I think they're going to be like tying in. It's going to be during this time. I know, like, their Green Lantern Corps is showing what John Stewart was doing, you know, as a civilian, or I think he was in the military and things. So I think that's interesting that they're tying that stuff into the year before the heroes.
Yeah. Well, they right now it's kind of hard to write the stories without derailing them.
Right, because
everything, an event, ties into this event.
Right.
So, I'd like to see it, though. I don't know if we've actually seen, like, with New 52, I mean, we've seen a lot of origin stories, but I think they've been a really quick, like, review type stories, like that zero month. That kind of did that. It gave us a kind of a origin of all the characters, but I think, you know, basically what was happening at the same time of Zero Year. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do.
Are those next month, I think? I think those are this month. I think this month is going to be kind of finished.
They had a card up there. I don't know if you still have them.
Yeah, they're up there.
Are they? I can see. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. No, I don't think, like, they're tying in story-wise. Like, if you're reading Batman, you have to read all those.
I love this picture.
I think a lot, yeah, with the kid running.
It's the cover,
yeah.
But it's the kid running.
Yeah. Here, read some of those titles.
Let's see. Well, Batman number 25.
What?
Of course.
So this is next month stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay, Detective.
November, yeah.
Yeah.
Batman Detective number 25. They're all number 25s. Yeah. Batgirl, Batwing, Birds of Prey, Catwoman, Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lantern Corps, Nightwing, Red Hood and the Outlaws, and Superman Action Comics.
So most of
seem kind of random.
Yeah, some. Well, I kind of, you know, it's kind of neat to show in Action Comics how, you know, a young Superman, even pre-Morrison, I guess. But I guess it's tying all the Bat books in, and also it lets them not have to deal with Forever Evil.
Yeah.
For that month, because I think, you know, especially if you read the Forever Evil Alcrum today, you know, having to tie all the other books into that might be tricky. So this is kind of getting them away from that and then letting them tie in.
And
by
some
the
of
time
these characters shouldn't be in books anyways because they're missing.
Yeah.
Superman.
Well, that's just that. And then the regular Superman's that big crossover with Hell. So that's kind of, I don't want to say out of continuity, but out of the main story.
What happened to Superman Unleashed? Is that next week?
Yeah, I don't think it's next week, but Unchained.
It seems like we're
right because we missed a month. Yeah, so everything seems late.
Yeah.
But going back to that Forever Evil Arkham War, that was pretty good. I like that. It's basically...
That I know what it's about. I haven't read it yet, but I know what it's about.
Well, the idea is, because the villains took over, all the Batman's villains take over and divvy up Gotham City, and they each have their own territories, and then Bane is coming to take over all of it.
Yeah, yes. I guess it was Bane. I guess the Bane Villain Month book.
Yeah, so it's actually making me want to read those.
And I guess Scarecrow is kind of leading the other side. Did they make that as...
Not so much leading, but trying to organize. I guess he has his area, but it seems like the Penguin's the mayor.
Yeah, he's the mayor of Gotham.
So I don't know exactly what's going on, but it makes me now want to read those one-shots to get a better idea.
Yeah.
But I thought it was well done. It was good and nice. It was a tie-in. It was only $2.99, but there was a lot there. I'm trying to think. I didn't read the Superman Wonder Woman yet. I actually forgot to take it home.
Yeah, I haven't done that either.
We had the release party last night for Walking Dead, and I sold out, which is good. Not good, because I can't get any more, which is frustrating. The biggest problem for me was there were 13 covers, and I had 7 people ask for all the covers, which is great, except all of a sudden that's, 91 books that I hadn't planned going to 7 people.
Yeah.
So I thought I had ordered plenty, and I didn't even have enough to last past, 1 o'clock today. So I guess I got to be a little clearer on, if you want something like that, please let me know ahead of time.
Put signs up in the
store. Yeah, same thing happened to me with Afterlife of Archie. I had a couple people wanted multiple covers, and I totally sold out. Luckily, I knew I was in trouble last week and ordered a bunch more that I will have in next week. So that one is remedied. The Walking Dead situation is not remedied. So we'll see where that goes.
I guess you can get that. You're going to get, like, second prints of that Archie?
No, they're first prints of the Archie. I ordered them ahead of time, so they'll be in. But, yeah, Walking Dead, I'll hopefully get second prints. I might have some left because I pulled a full set for one guy, but he hasn't... I haven't seen him yet, so he might not want them. But, trying to think, what else? X-Men number 6, part 7 of the Battle of the Atom. And something finally happens. And it took till part 7 for them to stop talking about should we send them back or shouldn't we.
They still don't know.
Well, that, but now it's going on to the main story, but it's,
there's
this should have happened
issue.
In,
well,
like,
there's two. There's Wolverine,
three
and
more.
The X-Men,
yeah.
And Battle.
Well, this was 7, and it's 10-parter, so there's three more.
Oh.
But this should have happened, like, in issue 3. This story went on a little too long, and now it's kind of being made moot, because the X-Men that came back from the future are kind of revealed to be not who we thought they said they were. And then more X-Men from the future came to the present. And so they're time traveling all over the place, but time is broken.
They keep breaking even more.
And Spider-Man's breaking time. And everybody's breaking time, and it's driving me crazy.
And but if they keep doing this, Spawn's going to show up.
Spawn? Well, because Angela?
Yeah.
So
it was basically, they make her out on all the solicits. I don't know if you saw the ads. Mm-mm. But she almost looks like, Thor, the girl?
Sif?
No.
Jane Foster?
No. The...
Hela?
No, the girl Thor.
Girl Thor?
Yeah.
Thora?
No.
I don't know the girl Thor.
She starts with a V.
Valkyrie. Okay.
Yeah. They make her look... seem like that character. She's
okay.
Got a sword. She's got crazy feather.
Yeah, I don't think they
cap.
Know.
I don't think they know what they want to
they
do.
They don't, right. But I think they just kind of paid a lot for her, and they don't know what to do yet.
Why didn't they just sit on it for a little while and think what they were going to do with her?
Because they wanted to get her out right away. Why
did they want her?
I don't know. But what makes me laugh... Well, I think they paid a lot for her because they bought her from Neil Gaiman. They introduced he was going to be writing that issue of Guardians of the Galaxy, and then it slowly went down to story consultant. And now, if you look in the current previews, they have an Age of Ultron box set of mini-mates.
Yeah.
And you have Ultron. Okay, that makes sense. You have Grizzled Nick Fury. Okay. You have Tony Iron Man in that non-armor underwear, whatever he was wearing. And the fourth figure is Angela, who appeared on one page in the epilogue. So I think they're just milking her for what they can.
You know what I think the problem is? I think there are too many fanboys running comic book places. Like publishers.
Okay. Angela was cool back in the 90s.
I think they were just like, remember Angela?
Yeah.
If we buy her for a kajillion dollars from Neil Gaiman.
Could be.
That would be cool, won't it? And then they were just threw her out there and they didn't know what to do with her.
Yeah, I know my one customer who got in and is very excited about Guardians of the Galaxy is a little annoyed that she's totally derailing his book, which I can see.
I was kind of annoyed by that.
I mean,
I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, I haven't read it in a while, so. So I had a question for you that I wanted to ask. So in this issue of Battle of the Atom, number 7, and X-Men, number 5.
Yeah.
So apparently we found out Jubilee's still a vampire. Who knew?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been following her enough to figure that out. I thought she had been cured, but apparently not.
You don't
not.
Read Jubilee? The book Jubilee?
I have not been reading anything about Jubilee.
Oh, man.
But all of a sudden, apparently Wolverine has lost his healing factor. When did that happen?
I don't know. Maybe it did happen to Wolverine. I'm not reading.
You know what? But see,
but there's two Wolverine books right now, right? Savage Wolverine?
Yeah, and Wolverine Max. So it could have happened in any of these books. I don't know.
They'd
but this
really
one is a perfect spot for one of those little editorial boxes saying, as seen in...
So we can at least go back for it?
Right, because I stopped reading Wolverine after the first arc when they started having their artist carousel, and now apparently it happened, and I know they were talking about doing it to tie in with the movie, but the movie came out like 3 months ago, so they kind of missed that window. And he didn't even really lose his healing factor in that. He got it back after he reached in and pulled the thing out of his heart.
What, the movie?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to cross the movie into the calendar.
No, but I remember they said they were going to kill Wolverine because... I don't know. But now
they're
I'm just
always
very confused.
Wanting to kill Wolverine.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he'll go to hell. Oh, wait, they've done
he
that.
He did that already.
He already lost his healing factor. I remember the Death of Wolverine storyline.
Yeah.
The whole thing was he no longer had his healing factor. But then they kind of completely ignored that.
Or maybe they just got back to it.
Ah, could be. But just let us know. So, yeah, that I was disappointed because that was a perfect spot for a little notation. And maybe I could have sold more copies of that issue.
I like how they'll randomly put them all over books sometimes with just nonsense. Like, this little nothing happened in this.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay. He wore a purple shirt in this issue, too. And then they do that little Stan Lee trick where they put the... they give the guy a weird name. Like, they'll give him, like, a pen name.
Gotcha. So, let's see. What else came out this week? Infinity came out. I know you didn't read it, but stuff happened in that, so I'm happy.
Thanos is there.
Yes, we got the birth of Thane, and the Avengers actually scored a victory against the Builders. So, that was cool. I'm reading the follow-up right now. I got the preview of... I guess we get Avengers and New Avengers next week. So I'm reading the Avengers, and it's good so far. I haven't finished it, but...
Somebody's vacuuming the walls.
They always vacuum the walls.
Who carpets the walls?
I don't know. So I'm just... Sorry, just looking at the board to see what else came out. I know Coffin Hill came out. That's a Vertigo book I'm looking forward to getting to.
You know, I finally got to catch up on Animal Man.
I saw your post today.
I posted.
I'm way behind on both Animal
Basically,
Man and Swamp Thing.
Okay, in Swamp Thing right now, he's after this guy named Cedar.
Right.
Which is some character from who they figured out. I'm not familiar that familiar with the past of Swamp Thing.
Okay.
I don't even think it's that far back. I think it's like a couple annuals ago. I guess there was this guy... But I don't know. Somehow the what do they call them? The Parliament of the Green.
Right.
Gives this guy Cedar these powers that he can basically he throws seeds and they grow into whatever he wants them to.
Okay. Something about a whiskey.
Yeah, he did that. There was a whole thing with Constantine, and it was good. The story's been fine, but it's kind of funny because like at the end of this last issue, they decide. The parliament's like, okay, well, you know, we gave you both powers. We'll have like a competition and see who will be the, you know, the new, you know, what do they call them? Avatar of the Great.
Okay.
You know, and so I was like, all right, you know, that's interesting. You know, even though I don't think the Parliament of the Green knows what they're doing because
okay.
They give Swamp Thing these powers, he has to kill him. Kill Abigail and himself in order to... What was that story called?
Was that in Rot World?
Rot World, right. The end when she becomes the avatar of the rot. And he just made a lot of sacrifices. But anyways, so that's what's happening in Swamp Thing. Basically, they're fighting... Somebody's fighting to be avatar of the green. Okay? And Animal Man, Brother Blood, was able to get into... whatever they call it, the red world.
Right.
I don't know what it is. he goes in and he's taking it over, trying to become the avatar of the red.
Okay.
So basically, both stories have the exact same thing going on. I didn't understand that because I thought they'd separate themselves away a little bit from each other since Rot World.
Right.
And they're not doing that at all. I mean, they're both really, that's the same thing. They're both, somebody's fighting to have control over the red or the green.
That's crazy.
Now, the villain issue, Arcane, that was really good.
Okay, that was my favorite cover. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it was good. It had a really good ending. But basically, like, without ruining it. Let's see. Abigail confronts Arcane wherever the Rot has basically imprisoned him. And she wants to know more about her past, like her mother and all this. So he has no choice, so he goes into it. But she feeds him, basically, off of the Rot to get information out of him. Because he won't talk unless, you know, she feeds him. But the ending is really interesting. You know, what they do and that. But it was a really good issue. But I mean, I've really loved Swamp Thing and Animal Man. I think that I like Swamp Thing, I think, better than Animal Man.
Okay.
Even though they have the same writer, it just seems like it's taken a long time.
No, they don't have the same writer.
No, I mean, Animal Man is the same writer as it always has.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Swamp Thing, I think it just, the story just keeps continuing. It has short arcs. the Animal Man story is basically still just taken off of Rot World.
Okay.
It's still, like, continuing.
Okay. Dealing with the death and
everything. And it just, somewhere along the line, it needs to just pick it up a little bit. But otherwise, I mean, it's been good. I like that story.
Cool. Anything else?
I'm trying to think back of anything else that I've read. But
what'd you read today? Oh, I know.
Today, I read Batman for, like, ever.
That took you all day.
I know. And then Battle of the Atom, I read
this
afternoon.
Would you work?
Hasn't been any Spider-Man.
No, it so seems like forever.
I can't talk about Spider-Man. There wasn't...
That's next week.
They finished off that Batman story. That detective. Wasn't it Detective?
Oh, I haven't read Detective, so I'm behind.
Yeah, they finally finished that arc. It was good. It had a good ending. I like how Detective... they're introducing new villains. He's not just using, like, recycling villains.
Okay.
I forget who's on that. It's the guy who
Josh
writes...
Layman. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but he's making his own villains, and they're interested, even though, like, Emperor Penguin is just Penguin. But, like, this new guy,
I thought there was a new
Wrath.
Guy. I thought there was... Okay.
He's,
Wrath? Wait a minute.
He's this other guy.
Oh.
He's that...
Different Wrath.
Yeah, I think it's Wrath, isn't it?
Or Wraith? I don't know.
Who's the guy in Superman Unleashed? Who's the villain in that?
No, it's been so long, I can't remember.
It has been a while. But no, it was a really good issue, though. I just like where he's going with it. And otherwise, I don't think there is anything. Captain America came out today.
That came out with a new Nuke storyline. New artist, yay!
It needed.
Not trying to be judgmental, but yay.
What do you think of Cap's new suit?
You know, I haven't seen... The last one I saw, he had ripped apart because he had a TV in his chest.
Okay, well... Okay.
Or is it the Cap... The Avengers one with the helmet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he... Basically... After all this stuff with Zola Land or whatever... Mm-hmm. The suit gets all ripped up, and he gets a new suit. And now it's this helmet. Armored movie suit. Okay. Which makes no sense because he's had it already before in Uncanny Avengers.
Right. Well,
so I'm just like, okay, why did he not have it then and now? And I don't know. I think there needs to be more communication at Marvel sometimes. But I don't know. I want to see what they do with this.
Yeah.
See after the Zola story if they switch it up. Because I'm torn. Like, some issues I go and I'm like, well, that wasn't that bad. And some of them I go and I'm just like, wow, this isn't, you know...
Is it good?
This isn't good at all. But, you know... It's... I just want to see where he's going to take it. Remender is going to take it then. But his other story is that Uncanny Avengers, which really...
I've enjoyed, but yeah, it's getting very confusing.
Yeah, like, I like what they're doing with it, but they're also kind of doing a time travel deal.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking... You're also looking into another future. So I don't know how many futures there are for the mutants, but none of them look good at all. How do you like the Red Skull as a villain for them?
I mean, it's interesting the way they did it, taking Charles Xavier's brain.
Yeah.
That they haven't developed too much, but he's more just the threat of turning the people against the Avengers or against the mutants.
I think he's a good choice, though, for a villain for Uncanny Avengers, like mutants and mm-hmm. Avengers. Yeah. Not only because he is kind of an Avenger villain, more because of Cap, but he also has lived in that, you know, he's also a Nazi. So who right. else better to hate, you know, mutants
yep.
than that? And I'm not too sure about the Onslaught addition to that, where he's also Onslaught, but usually things that have Onslaught just don't seem to work out. Right. But maybe Remender will do something with it. I don't know.
Yeah, that one's... if you hadn't read that whole Uncanny X-Force run,
yeah,
would be very, very confusing. And that was like the franchise starter.
So. Yeah, because it tells you, this whole story so far has been about Apocalypse.
Right.
You know, things dealing with Apocalypse. So you have to, like...
Yeah, well, the Apocalypse twins.
Yeah, and... so you wouldn't even know where they came from unless you read beforehand the X-Force. But yeah, it's not an easy book to just say, you know, I can't tell people, you know, if they ask me, what Marvel book should I read, I can't say Uncanny Avengers.
No, no.
You know, I can read it myself, but it's just too much for a person to pick up. You'd have to, in fact, go back and tell them, no, I'd read this. You know, and that's just too much for a person. I don't know if there's anything else.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm looking through the invoice for next week, let you know what's coming next week, even though I'll get this up online in the morning, probably before I get this up. But A Plus X number 13. I'm shocked this book is still going on, but okay. Yeah.
People have said they liked it.
Yeah.
Like certain issues. Not, yeah. Which makes sense.
It's just the whole idea of it kind of never worked. I mean, you know, we had A versus, you know, Avengers versus X-Men, so this is Avengers
Plus. A lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that they don't stick with an idea for that long. They have to jump into the next event.
Yeah.
You know, and right now we're in Infinity, so who cares about all the stuff going on with mutants and Avengers?
Yeah.
Like, I think they built something there that they could have worked with.
But then they jumped away from it.
Yeah, and then they just didn't do anything with it.
But next week we're looking at Avengers tying into Infinity, Avengers Assemble tying into Infinity, next Batman Superman. We've got Forever Evil Rogues Rebellion, number one. So we'll see where that's obviously a Flash-based one.
Supposedly they've become like... They're not really with the
right. Yeah, because that's what Forever Evil 2 implied, that they weren't with the syndicate. Hawkeye 13, finally. Very, very late. Indestructible Hulk special to go along with that all-new X-Men special, the Doc Ock Lives storyline. Justice League of America 8 tying into Forever Evil. Letter 44. Now, this is a neat one. It's only a dollar book. But I really like the idea of this. Apparently, when there's a change of presidents, the outgoing president leaves a letter on his desk for, you know, giving information to the incoming president.
Yeah, they actually do that.
And basically, when this one happens, it's the 44th president taking over, or 44th leaving, so it's the 44th of these letters. And this one says, oh, okay, by the way, 6 months ago we discovered there are aliens... they're attacking the Earth. We've sent up a team to try to stop them. We haven't heard back from them. And they should be here in about 6 months. Good luck. And that's how this starts off. Now, the first one's only a dollar. So
not Obama.
I know. I'm going to be pushing this on everybody. No reason for you not to get it. It's a dollar. Give it a shot. It's by Charles Soule, who's doing right now Thunderbolts and... Oh, he did the Superman Wonder Woman that came out today.
That's what it was.
So, let's see. Oh, New Avengers tying into Infinity. Nowhere Men, I know people are liking that. That's been on a bit of a break. Yeah, we ordered this in March. Holy cow. Let's see. Six Gun Gorilla number 5, best book of the year. If you're not getting it, you're silly. Superior Spider-Man 19, maybe wrapping up this whole Spider-Man 2099. I don't know if it's wrapping up, I'm guessing.
It hasn't been bad.
Uncanny X-Men, the Battle of the Atom tying into that.
You know what's been interesting about Superior Spider-Man? When stuff, like...
That's about
when
it.
When something happens, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You ever notice that's really busy in
Superior Yeah, Spider-Man. I mean, I like a lot of it, you know, the Alan Chemical becomes Alchemax.
Yeah.
That's interesting, but I think a lot of it is... You know, if you don't know who Spider-Man 2099 is
that's
this, any
one.
Of this making any sense? And again, that came out in 1999. So, you know, there's a lot of new readers who maybe aren't getting that, and I don't know if they're going to jump onto the trade. I certainly haven't sold any of the Spider-Man 2099 trades because of this.
Did you get a bunch in?
No. They've had them out for a while, but...
How many trades are there?
Two so far. I don't know how many there's going to be. I don't know how many issues that went off the top of my head. I want to say probably 30.
Yeah, 30-something.
That whole universe kind of died.
It was weird.
I liked it, but I didn't stick with that super long.
But it just... There's just... The world seemed awful. Like, the Spider-Man 2099. The Avengers really failed.
But some neat stuff. You had Warren Ellis doing the Doctor Doom 2099. Early Ellis stuff, so that's kind of cool.
Wasn't there an Iron Man 2099?
There was an Iron Man 2020.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the bad guy. So I don't know if anything happened from that. Or if it ties in with that at all. But we're almost there. We're almost at 2020. We'll be there in a few short years.
Weird.
But that's all I got. I'm going to go home and watch Pirates. You have a cold. I have a cold.
A little bit.
So, and I'm pooped after being here until 1 a.m. partying with the Walking Dead. Because nothing says party like Walking Dead.
There are a bunch of zombies here.
Yeah. So don't forget about that superhero thing next Tuesday. Set your DVRs. Yep. I think that actually has potential to be a lot of fun. Or at least interesting. Hopefully they do it well. But it's got Liev Schreiber. It's got Sabretooth. So, you know it's got to be good.
Well, the movie wasn't.
Right, but he's like a real actor kind of guy.
He was in Scream.
Yeah, he was. He's been in better stuff, though. I'm assuming he's been in better stuff. I know. I'm sorry I don't have his
resume. Next podcast,
his resume.
You can come back.
I will.
With a better list.
I'll say it was so good, and it was hosted by Liev Schreiber, and here's what he did.
He was in Sabretooth. Mm. Or no, he was in X-Men Origins. An awful movie.
I only saw, like, the first half hour of that, and the first half hour was actually really good. So I'm like, why is everybody saying this is so bad? I didn't get to the Deadpool stuff.
It's even past, like, even other things. Like, Xavier shows up at the end.
That was nice of him.
But it's like Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
And the time doesn't line up. Why would he be that old when he's...
They didn't make him younger like they did in
X-Men 2. And Emma
Frost
was there, and Cyclops was there.
Well, they're his friends.
And then they Xavier took them. Nothing lines up in that movie. They might as well just destroy it.
Okay.
Because you don't want to destroy First Class because that's a good movie.
Okay. And you have high hopes for Days of Future Past.
Well, here's the thing. If two of those movies contradict each other, one was good, one was bad,
the bad one wins. Okay.
No. The bad one goes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Okay. It's not on my shelf. X-Men 3. Get rid of that, too.
Yeah, that was bad. I didn't like that one.
And then I watched Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Wait, The Wolverine?
The Wolverine, okay. Yeah.
I like 2/3 of that.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't... But I didn't think it was that bad. Like, I thought it was a fairly decent
movie. It was good until the end.
Yeah, I thought there were some parts to the end that could have been better. But I'd watch it again.
Yeah,
like the X-Men movies.
Yeah, it was.
I think it did what all the other X-Men movies did too. They were some of them had parts that were just like, I don't know. Being an X-Men fan,
the part where he reached into his heart to pull out that
thing. Yeah, and he pulled that thing out, and
that was cool.
He accidentally pulled out his heart.
I know.
And he was just like, "Oops, I left the spider in there."
Crap.
And it didn't. Does it grow back?
Yeah.
Like, if he pulled his heart out, what is healing factor?
That's my guess, because, like, he's, been taken down to nothing. That's why when he got stabbed in this Battle of the Atom book, I'm like, okay, so what?
Yeah.
And then...
I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, but it's like that, the fact that he didn't have his healing factor anymore wasn't referenced ever
in that
series.
Marvel needs to bring out a book, basically explains everything. of how things work.
They need Geoff Johns to come in.
I understand Wolverine.
Like
if
you did with Green Lantern to make everything make sense?
Yeah, exactly. If Wolverine gets his head cut off.
Right.
That's it.
Maybe. Sabretooth got his head cut off and he came back.
Yeah, but wow. You know, but then they got found him
and
in
now
hell.
He's doing a documentary.
Did he climb out of hell or is he back?
I don't know.
Or did they even do that?
I didn't read that story.
I never read that story either. Yeah. I read the hell story arc. I didn't read the Sabretooth comes back.
Yeah, I didn't read that. No. I'm sure I have a $30 hardcover I could sell you collecting those four issues.
I don't know if it's worth it. Wikipedia.
Oh, I think it is. No,
Wikipedia
no.
Wikipedia does
no.
the exact same thing. Weak. They say it's not as reliable. But
well, with comic stuff, it is, because there's no judgment or anything like that. It's, you know, here's what happened in this issue.
You know, those Wikipedia people, they're on it. Like, if you change, like, one little thing. I had a friend that would just go randomly change stuff.
See, that's not cool.
And then they'd come back in like, a second, it would be back to normal. I would go in there and actually type normal things. Like, no, this isn't right. And they were just like,
that's
no,
crazy.
You're wrong. And I was like, oh, man.
Well.
I'm not messing with a Wikipedia ever again.
They'll mess you up.
You don't want Wikipedia coming to your door.
No, that's dangerous. Okay.
Oh, well, that's a podcast.
That's a podcast. We'll wrap it up for now. We'll talk at you next week. I think Donnie said he'll be here next week.
Yay.
So, yeah. Yay. We need you, Donnie.
Yay, Donnie.
Talk to you later.
Abilities in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard and fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will babble these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch a chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second a Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Wob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets. Take